Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The goal of any in vitro fertilization program, or IVF, is to maximize a couple's chances of having a baby. To achieve pregnancy, there must be successful responses to ovulation medication, egg collection, fertilization, embryo replacement, and subsequent implantation. Failures can occur at any step along the way. To increase a couple's chances of pregnancy, most IVF programs, like UAMS's, use some combination of ovulation-inducing agents to make multiple fertilizable eggs available at the time of scheduled egg retrieval. The woman begins taking ovulation-inducing drugs between the first and fifth days of her cycle to stimulate the development of multiple ovarian follicles. Usually, a member of the IVF team teaches the husband how to give his wife the daily injections so that she doesn't have to go to the doctor's office for them. Although this may be difficult to do at first, it gives a couple some control over their own treatment. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of the state. Visit uams.edu.